Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. And, we have some noise in the studio. That's okay. That's all right. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. And I want to welcome you to the show. It's such a wonderful day. It's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. And it's the funny thing is, my mom is in the studio with me today. Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. And she just woke up. So I'm smiling because my mother hasn't come to Los Angeles in, geez, such a long time. And it's such a gift for me to have her here. Such a gift. Where was I? Reality spirituality. What? Hold on a second. Mommy, you can just go in the other. Yeah, there you go. She's so cute. So her phone rang. You know, this show was reality spirituality. Her phone rang, and so she's picking the phone up and answering it in the studio. So I just had to be, Mom, let's go to another room. Anyway, back to the show. This day, Mother's Day, is so has so many feelings, so many gifts, so many meanings, just so many thoughts. It's just filled with a lot of emotions and a lot of feeling and a lot of love and a lot of intention and a lot of it's just a full day. I mean, how do you define, how do you say, how do you define and describe a Mother's Day? We're going to get to that. And we're going to get to Mother's Day, and we're also going to get to today's powerful, powerful topic, and that is the topic of acceptance and how powerful acceptance is. You know, acceptance is one of the most powerful tools in maintaining happiness, and we're going to discuss why that is throughout the show. But for my new listeners, I want to say, I want to give you a little background of what the show is about. Reality Spirituality is a show that I created and envisioned basically sharing with my audience what I've learned. When I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential and to be happy. And it has been a lifelong quest, a lifelong journey, a lifelong discovery of wanting to feel and be happy. And when I say happy, I'm not speaking of an external happiness. You know, I just won the lotto, or I just found my Mr. Right. No. Or anything. It's not anything external. This happiness that I'm talking about is an internal happiness, a happiness that cannot be shaken, cannot be taken from me, regardless of the external circumstances. And so Reality Spirituality is a show about how to maintain and sustain this happiness, strategies and tools that anyone can use, anyone can choose to use if your priority is remaining happy or remaining centered or remaining peaceful or remaining in harmony. Before I go on with the show, I want to invite my listeners to call in with any comments, suggestions, topics, challenges, sharing your life journey, whatever, questions for me. And the call-in number is area code 646-564-9619, 646-564-9619, and you are welcome to call in. Now, the show is focused on our everyday life experiences and dissecting our everyday life experiences down to the least common denominator to discover why we aren't as happy as we could be. And one of the main, well, there's a lot of different reasons, but one of the biggest reasons that I've discovered that subtract, if you will, from my happiness is the inability to accept. The inability to accept my situation, my circumstance, the inability to accept another person, it doesn't matter, a relative, coworker, stranger on the street, the cashier, the bus driver, it doesn't matter. But this inability to accept reality definitely subtracts from my happiness. And I also want to say to my new listeners now, these are things that I've discovered. If it resonates with you, that's a gift to me. And if it doesn't resonate with you, that's also a gift. We are so different. We are as different as our fingerprints. And I'm sharing what I've learned. I'm sharing what I've discovered. And so this ability to accept, and especially accept people for who they are, for what they are, for their experiences, their decisions, their behavior, their thoughts, I'm trying to think of a big word that just encompasses all of accepting. Just accept who, what they are. And let me give you a secret, a little secret that I've discovered. When I look at someone else and I see, or I used to think, or I used to judge, and, oh, they're not doing it this way, or they're not doing it the way I would do it, or why don't they, or they should, all these things that used to go through my head. Well, in reality, when we don't accept others, oh, let me say this, when I don't accept others for everything they are, for everything they do, or who they are, I'm really not accepting myself. It's really a reflection. It's a reflection of me not accepting myself. This Mother's Day is about giving. We give gifts, we give time, we give love. We give hugs. It's about giving and sharing. And I want to say that the greatest gift that I can give, in my opinion, to anyone is total acceptance of them. Total acceptance of how they think. Total acceptance of what they do total acceptance of what they say. Like, for instance, it's and it's not easy. Like anything else, developing the skill of acceptance is like developing any other skill. It's like developing skills in basketball or in golf, or a skill in whatever kind of specialty skill you have. The ability to accept, you first have to start with wanting to. Let's talk about when we say we love someone. Loving someone, we say it all the time. We use the word, I love you, I love you, I love you. But what does it really mean? Loving, to me, this is again me, means accepting a person regardless of what they do and regardless of what they don't do. When I love, I don't want the person to feel any pressure, to feel any obligation, to feel any form of condition. It's kind of like the way the universe loves, or the way God loves. If you think about it, the universe doesn't, I love you only if you do A, B, or C. It's unconditional love. And the universe not only accepts what we do, the universe gives us two thumbs up. And why do I know that? And how can I say that? It's the same example that I've used in prior shows, and it's the example of, you have two people. You have the Pope and you have the serial killer. The Pope and the serial killer, same people, and they're both planting a rose bush. And each of them are planting a rose bush in the same soil, right next to each other. Now, which rose bush is going to grow? Which rose bush is going to provide the most beautiful roses? They both are. The universe doesn't judge whether a serial killer planted a rose bush or the Pope planted a rose bush. And that's what I'm talking about when I say accepting and loving. In that attitude, with all of the same ways that the universe loves and accepts. So in my opinion, the biggest gift that we can give anyone is the gift of acceptance. And like I said, it's not easy to do, but let's try it for one day. Try it for one day. Or you know what? Maybe one day is too long. Let's try it for half a day. The next time you're in the company of coworkers, relatives, doesn't matter. Try accepting. Try opening your arms and allowing them to just be themselves. Because that's what the universe does. We are going to take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to come by, and I'm going to come back and share with you how to accept even the most unacceptable. Come back with me. You're listening to Reality Spirituality, Rebecca Lynn Norrington.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
And it's time to get some.
And we are back. You're listening to Reality Spirituality, and I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. And before we left, we were talking about the power of acceptance. What if I told you that disability or the skill or this practice of accepting other people has a hidden gift? You know, this is Mother's Day. It's all about gifts today. And when I say gifts, I mean gifts, intangible gifts, nothing about anything that you can purchase. I'm talking about the intangible gifts, the gifts that we can't see, but the gifts we can feel. What if I shared with you that when you are mindful and when you really want to grow this internal happiness, this internal peace, and you want it to grow quick, I mean, like, I want it now, that's what accepting others and circumstances does. Acceptance equals more happiness. Who doesn't want to be happier? Think about it. I'll give you an example. This just happened to me on Friday. As you know, I take public transportation to and from the downtown Los Angeles to my home, and I have encountered so many people on the street. There's such a wealth of stories. Well, on Friday, I was walking to the bus stop, and this young man was walking behind me, and I usually turn around, and when I have people in my space, so to speak, or people around me, I turn around and acknowledge them. And I smiled, and he started a conversation. And he started a conversation about the state of the country and about Republicans versus Democrats. You know, come on, we all have been in the presence of people talking about their political preferences. And I'm listening to this young man, and it doesn't even matter which preference he had, because that's not the story, but he was very adamant about his preference, and he was very adamant about the other people and why they're wrong, and why they're not only why they're wrong, they're just actually, it sounded like not only wrong, but no good. I don't even want to use the word evil, but it was, let's say this, he was definitely biased to one side. And I'm listening to this gentleman, and I'm listening to his story, and guess what I'm doing? I'm looking at him, and I'm nodding my head. Yes, you're right. I agree. And it doesn't really matter whether I agreed or I didn't agree. I agreed. Because what's going to happen if I don't agree? If I don't agree with someone about their opinion or their preference or whatever, guess what? The minute I disagree, the minute I offer something different than what they're believing or they're perceiving, instantly, I'm unhappy. This is just me. The back and forth and the back and forth and disagree and back and forth and the debate, I'm not happy with that anymore. And believe me, I was the queen of debate. Can you, right, Mommy? The queen of debating. The queen going back and forth of arguing. And when I made happiness, or when I discovered that that is my number one priority, debates, different opinions, gone, a thing of the past. I found that I can't be happy going back and forth with someone, even a stranger on the street. I had totally different views and opinions than this young man. But it didn't matter. My happiness was my priority. Again, reality, spirituality. I received a phone call last night, 2:00 in the morning. And I always turn my ringer off on my phone, and the phone is in the bed with me, sleeps with me. And it does vibrate, and I usually don't hear the vibration at all. But for some reason, the universe wanted me to answer the phone. And I heard the vibration, I answered the phone. And it was from a dear friend of mine who I've known for, 20 years, I would say, 20 years. And my first, you know, when you're waking up out of a sleep, you're really disoriented, and why are you calling me? What's up? And he began with, I had the funeral for my mother today. This is the day before Mother's Day, and he buried his mother Saturday. How do you respond? How did I respond? What can you say? I first was, is this for real? And when you really think about it, nobody would say something like that, and it wasn't real. And he really didn't want to talk in detail about the circumstances. And this is a man that is very, very private and is really not into, or really not feeling, discussing feelings, discussing emotions. He's one of these products of the days where men were strong and not emotional. And at that moment, I wanted to say so many things to him to attempt to comfort and let him know that I was there and I cared and the whole nine yards. And I really wanted him to be able to talk more. He basically just said, I buried my mother today. I don't want to share details with you. That's it. I can't sleep. And when I say acceptance, I had to practice that skill last night. Because in reality, there was nothing I could say at the moment. But what I could do was accept what he was going through, accept how he was going through it, without offering any suggestions. And that's what I did. And what I did tell him was that any time he needed to call, any time he needed to talk, whenever it was time, I'm there. All of us travel, all of us are traveling on this path with different perspectives. We've all been raised differently. We all experienced things differently. So I can't begin to put myself in his shoes, even though I've lost a parent. But me losing a parent isn't the same as him. And that's what I want to say. It's so important. For me, it's so important to, when I say accept others, it's accepting the entire package. I can never walk in anyone else's shoes. I can't even pretend to understand all of their feelings, circumstances, all of the nuances in their life. I can't even pretend to understand. And in fact, my friend told me that last night. He says, I know, you know, your father died. He says, and you never know it until you go through it. And those are very true words. So when I talk about accepting others, the truth is the acceptance comes because we really don't know. We really can't feel another person and their internal, what's going on inside of them. So with this acceptance really comes the gift of love. Because in my humble opinion, I can't love someone unless I accept them. And accepting means I don't want them to change. I don't want them to do anything different than what they are doing. Because let me say something. I know for me, years ago I was doing the best I could. And I know that everyone that I know and everyone that I encounter, strangers, coworkers, family, doesn't matter. They are doing the best that they can. And I want to let them know that that's exactly what the universe knows. We're all doing the best that we can. And so with acceptance, is really loving them. It's really loving when you accept. Hey, so on this Mother's Day, on this beautiful, beautiful, bright, sunny day in Southern California, I want to give the gift of acceptance, of love, of embracing. And on top of that, I have a choice. I have a choice to accept. And I also have a choice not to. But which one do you think is going to make us happier, accepting others or not? Your choice. believe it's almost to the end of the show. We have a lot of really exciting things that are happening on Reality Spirituality. First off, Reality Spirituality is going to be on every Saturday morning and Sunday morning, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Saturday mornings, we're going to have guests from all over the world. So Saturday is going to be guests, and they're going to be bringing all of their different ideas and all of their different gifts to us. On Sunday, of course, it's going to be audience call-in, and I will start off with a topic, but starting in probably June, we're all putting it together. But I want to invite you to go to my website, which is www.RebeccaNorrington.com, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, Norrington, N-O-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N.com. You can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. And also, I want to invite you to like Reality Spirituality on Facebook. Reality Spirituality, yes, has a Facebook page. I want to thank you so much for sharing this time with me, and think about accepting, and think of, you know what, think about how that makes you feel. Just practice maybe one or two times, maybe accepting the cashier at the grocery store that's a little slow, or accepting the bus driver that is oh my gosh, the other day I had a bus driver that just kept stopping and starting, and I almost tripped. Accept all of it. And when you do, life just flows for me better, and it's easier, and I'm happier. And when we get back to being happy is a number one priority to me. And when I say a number one priority, I mean it is a priority over anything else. It's a commitment to maintaining and sustaining this internal peace and this internal happiness. Regardless, it is a commitment. I think it's my biggest commitment that I've ever made in my life. And one of the things I can share with you is when I decided to make this a commitment years ago, what I've discovered is whatever happens to me, whatever relationship I am in, my only priority and my only focus is to create peace in that relationship, peace in that environment, peace in that circumstance. That is my only priority. Thank you for being a part of this Reality Spirituality community. Now, until next time, remember, one of your greatest gifts from the universe is your ability to choose. In any given situation, in any circumstance, or even in any relationship, you and you alone can choose how you want to react, and you alone can choose how you want to feel. You are that powerful. You can begin choosing how you're going to spend the rest of these precious moments of your life. Happiness, harmony is a choice. Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I will talk to you next week. Have a great day. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. I love you.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
Good. Now, real good.
Get
now, that's what I'm talking about.